Electricity costs pose a high burden on many California families. This is particularly true for regions with economic challenges like those in Humboldt County. The Redwood Coast Energy Authority, also known as the RCEA, is a nonprofit joint powers authority. The RCEA has offered an alternative power source for customers otherwise stuck with PG&E billing in Humboldt County. While Redwood Coast Energy customers utilize the same power lines as those signed with PG&E, the RCEA delivers its own purchase power from renewable sources to the same grid. Notably, the RCEA has historically been slightly cheaper for many electricity customers than PG&E, while offering renewable power sources. But with large up and down changes in the costs of power generation over the past few years, that reality may be shifting. At the June 25th Redwood Coast Energy Authority Board of Directors meeting, a variety of rate increases were proposed, with the main proposal focused on a 12.5% rate increase that could go into effect by September. This is due to the financial reality of dwindling reserves for the Energy Authority and needing to adjust rates to keep up with current costs. We'll start off audio from the meeting with portions of a staff report presented by Richard Engel, Director of Power Resources for the Redwood Coast Energy Authority. Richard speaks on the 12.5% increase, but also how rates would still be lower for many customers versus 2025, and compares the rate to PG&E.
The rate increase we're recommending of 12.5% is consistent with the cost of service study results that we presented in February. But the gap that we were showing there about $3.5 million has widened since this study was done, just because of that kind of continuing deterioration in our financial outlook. I do want to point out to you that while 12.5% sounds large, one thing to keep in mind is because that's only applied to the generation charge there, it doesn't really increase the customer's bill very much. In fact, it still results in a lower total customer bill than what our customers or PG&E's bundled customers were paying for electricity last year. But the resulting total bill with the 12.5% increase only winds up being 3.5% greater than a PG&E customer's. So with current rates, the total electricity cost compared against that big 2025 PG&E bill when rates were high, we're saving customers $8 a month compared to their 2025 charges. Even with the 12.5% increase, we would be charging customers a little more than $3 less than what they'd be paying PG&E last year. If we did impose a 12.5% above PG&E rate, it would still be a little under $5 more per month for our customers than they'd pay as a bundled PG&E customer.
The Redwood Coast Energy Authority Board of Directors had a series of questions based on the proposed rate increase. That included questions on alerting customers and how the proposed 12.5% rate increase would represent a cost of service adjustment to customers' bills, as opposed to previous rate changes that were based on changes to PG&E's rates.
And I imagine each time you change the rate, you're sending a mailer to all your customers, or not?
We have not been doing that historically because the board gave us direction to just set rates relative to PG&E. We do have some language on our implementation plan about this, and I think we'll be engaging the board on that when it comes time to actually adopt a rate change and just kind of look at the nuances of that and customer notification.
I mean, essentially, if we were to entertain a dynamic premium, we would still be tied to the PG&E rate. If we also brought the additional requirement into the equation of 120 days, right, or 160 days, whatever it might be. So as the PCIA potentially changes, as the PG&E rate changes, we're just doing everything we can to stay at our minimums, and if that's our minimum, that's the lowest we can go, and if there's opt-outs, there's not much we can do about it at that point, right?
I think that's correct. If we are to say going forward we're going to set our rates according to indexing to, you know, our days cash on hand rather than indexing to PG&E's rates, then that would be moving more towards a cost of service. I mean, there's more to cost of service rate setting than that, but that would be sort of in the spirit of cost of service rate setting, where you're looking at your own finances and letting those determine your rates rather than looking to something external like PG&E's rates.
The RCEA Board of Directors also asked questions clarifying that these proposed rate increases were not cemented in the budget approved during last week's meeting. There will be a meeting next month to set the actual rate increase.
I just want to clarify that adopting this budget does not cement in the 12.5% rate increase. Is that correct?
That's my understanding.
Yeah, we would bring back a motion and likely a budget adjustment that would adjust the revenue to the rate that is adopted at next month's meeting.
So we would be adopting that rate now, but with the ability to change it next time?
No, we would adopt the rate at July's meeting, and for a September date of where it would be implemented. And you would adopt the budget as proposed, but we would bring a budget adjustment back, adjusting for the rate you adopt next month.
Many electrical customers on the North Coast have felt burdened for years by large bills, including customers of the Redwood Coast Energy Authority. In Humboldt County, the sheer cost of power generation may make the only real alternative to PG&E more expensive than PG&E's own rates. Reporting for KMUD, I'm April Lewis.